This is KERA. I'm Sam Baker. In Vital Signs, our weekly look at common health issues, new recommendations for who should use statin drugs. Doctors have based that on cholesterol level and various lifestyle factors, but the U.S. Preventive Services Task Force suggests age should also figure into the decision. I talked about this with Dr. Carl Horton, a cardiologist with Texas Health Physicians Group. The new guidelines now take what, age into consideration?
Yeah, they essentially recommended that if patients are between 40 and 75, if they have one risk factor for atherosclerosis or heart disease, and they're at a risk of approximately 10% or higher over 10 years, that they should be placed on a statin. And that's even been expanded to include those patients where their risk is considered between 7.5 and 10%.
Well, now, you're saying things like 10% or 7.5%. Now, to the average year, that doesn't sound very urgent.
You are correct. But if we looked at kind of the total population of the number of cardiovascular deaths per year, these numbers actually begin to add up significantly over time. This is actually a very good, well-thought-out guideline, but it's really more on the prevention side. Most of the time we talk about cardiovascular disease, we talk about the new innovations, but those innovations a lot of times treat people at the end stage of their disease. It's no focus on the prevention, and that's actually what's been wrong with a lot of healthcare in general.
Mm-hmm.
So this guideline, we know that there are patients that can be helped with this guideline. It's just kind of weighing the risk and the balance of the medication as well as the potential benefit to the patient.
I guess I'm asking because cardiovascular problems, this isn't necessarily something that just pops up overnight. This could develop over time.
Usually it does develop over time, but there are instances where people do die of a sudden death and really did not have any warning signs or symptoms.
Mm-hmm.
So there's people at risk who you wouldn't normally think are at risk. And this happens for everybody. It could be a family member, could be a spouse, could be a coworker, where all of a sudden, out of the blue, they have a sudden death, they have a large heart attack, they didn't really have a lot of symptoms or signs before that occurred. So there are people at risk that we just don't realize are at risk and who would benefit from preventative therapies.
The recommended age range, 40 to 75. Why didn't the group recommend starting on statins at 76 or older?
Patients in that age range are still being treated with statin therapy, particularly if they've had events, if they've had myocardial infarction or have underlying coronary heart disease, strokes. They are still being treated in that range, but they can't necessarily recommend it for primary prevention in that range because we just don't have that data.
A possibly snarky question that people may have out there. Sometimes it just seems as if there's just this effort to get everybody on statins.
I would not agree with that assessment. As a cardiologist, when I see patients in the office, I'm usually arguing with the patients that they should be on statin therapy because I know the long-term benefits if they're on statin therapy, particularly if they have significant risk factors for atherosclerosis or they've already had events. What happens now is that patients will show up in my office and they've already read about all the side effects of statins. The biggest muscle pains or what's called myalgias, they've heard things on the news. I heard things from other family members, from other friends, and they come in there with the mindset that they're not going to start on this medication no matter what.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's kind of like we're fighting an uphill battle.
So there's nothing really in your mind to the debate? Maybe they're overprescribed.
I think in some cases they may be overprescribed, but I think that that's not very often. I think if you look at the American diet, if you look at risk factors for atherosclerosis, in most cases, I think statins are prescribed appropriately.
Meantime, if a person wants to avoid this question altogether, what should they be doing?
In general, if you really want to avoid medication, you have to be very aggressive with your diet, dietary restriction, and also, you know, exercise. You have to do those things that are going to be beneficial to your body long term if you really do not want to be on medication. And that is the majority of patients. Most patients we see, you know, they do not want to be on medications unless they absolutely need to. And I, as a cardiologist, I practice minimal cardiology. I try to have the patient on the least amount of medications that I think they absolutely need.
Dr. Horton, thank you for being with me.
Thank you for having me.